The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Oh, shit. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. You probably already know that because you read it in the description of the fucking podcast, didn't you? Huh? If you've gone to the lengths of trying to kill an hour in work by listening to this absolute buffet of discharge, you probably already know that it's me and that it's this podcast. I hope this isn't too much gain on this, is there? This podcast might be a wreck, people. This is currently about 7:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. I'm knackered, guys. I'm very tired. And I'm gonna tell you why. I was in Dublin yesterday. What were you doing? Calling me drinking? Did you drink loads and you're really hungover? No, didn't drink at all. Oh, what happened, Colin? Did you, did you go down for some sort of fun run? No, I didn't. Didn't do any of that. What'd you do that made you so tired in Dublin? Well, let me tell you, folks. I went to Dublin with girlfriend Maureen, and almost the sole purpose of going was for her to go to a very specific makeup thing. And we went there, and we went to several other makeup places, you know? And it was more physically demanding than if I had just went to the gym for 7 hours. See, shopping, see, walking around with a girl who's just, and you know, I was kind of half doing that, like, you know, let's go down, I know you want to get stuff for Christmas type thing, you know, fill your boots, get whatever you want, we'll do it on a Dublin trip. And then I've said this before, women don't like buying shit. They like looking at shit. And they look, and they look, and they cross-look in different shops. I thought, like, Maureen was going to buy this thing, and she goes, I'd love to buy that, but I think I have the MAC version of that that's exactly the same colour. And it was at that point of the day where I was like, well, You've got me at a vulnerable time here where I'm like, I don't care. I know it's €40 for a fucking lipstick. Throw it in, mate. I don't even give a shit. You know? And the sort of, let's go for something to eat turns into, we'll nip in here. You see, I'm not sure if, you know, something, I don't know. I'm pretty sure just girls and fellas' bodies work differently. You know what I mean? If you're a big fella, like me, it takes a lot of fuel to throw in that fucking engine, you know what I mean? Like if you're on a ship, there's some cunt just shoveling chips into a fire. I know they throw coal in a fire on a ship, like, but whatever. I was like, you know what I mean? If I'm like, you know what, I think we should eat now. I'd like to be eating within the next 15, 20 minutes. When you go like, I'd like to eat now, it doesn't mean, cool, well, we just have one more place to go, which is going to take an hour and 10 minutes. then the walking around trying to find somewhere to eat, it's going to take about another 45. So I know you've introduced the idea of eating now, but it won't happen for about another 2 hours, if that's okay, Colin. If you could just stand there sweating with a load of people looking at you like you're a shoplifter in this very, very posh department store, no problem, while you're dressed like ISIS. And do you know what? As much as we all have images of... did I say images really posh there? Images. As much as we all have images in our brain of what ISIS look like, you know, oh, if you were to say someone describe ISIS, you'd be like, right, well, you know, they got like, you know, big beards, and they're probably wearing that fucking shit where they look like, you know, where they look like a wizard, you know, the big fucking gowns and shit like that. And then you see them, and you're, and I'm like, nope, this cunt looks like me. He literally looks like I'm trying to, like, if you just Google the word ISIS, right? I don't know what your search thing's going to return here, but there's honestly, like, there's literally, like, this dude, and he's wearing, like, a black fucking hoodie, black jeans, what look like white Air Force Ones, and a balaclava. And then I seen another dude, and he's wearing, like, a green sort of beanie, and he had the beard. And I was like, that's me. That honestly looks like me. Oh my God. Here's what I'd like to know. Do you know when they show these pictures of, you know, you'll get one if you Google the word ISIS there. You get a dude cutting a dude's head off, and he's got a fucking... Here, it didn't take me long to get from Dublin to ISIS, did it? Fuck me. He's got this giant knife that he's, like, using to behead a guy. And there's several different pictures, and several different pictures of them with this particular type of sword. And I'm just looking at it thinking, what do they use that sword for on a day-to-day basis? You know, what's the other purpose for that sword? There's a bit of a man who's just been beheaded. Great. Great. It's worrying that you can look at this shit and it not even really affect you anymore. You're like, yep, there you go, had his head cut off. Unlucky, bro. Chop that head. There's a guy that's been beheaded there and he still has his glasses on. That's impressive. Oh my God. My bastards. I mean, it takes some serious fucking mind brainwashing to, like, make you essentially become a complete psychopath. I've said that many times before. Women's rights activists bleed and defecate on ISIS flag to apparently... What site's that? In brackets, apparently protest Islamic State's misogyny. Well, if you want women's rights activists to make a point, you know, their first move is usually get naked and then period on something. It is. How many times do they do that? You know, oh, we're going to protest the tampon tax or whatever by just wearing white jeans and perioding all over the place. I know it's a disgrace that you have to pay for it, but I mean, you know, are you gonna fucking, are you gonna protest toilet roll tax by just shitting all down yourself too? Either way, unhygienic. Should they be cheaper? For sure. You know? Should there be some sort of drug that you just take and you never get a fucking period? You know, because it's like, you're not the only one who gets a period, ladies. Men get it by fucking osmosis or whatever that fucking term is. I'm going to write down here, women's rights activist perioding. So we're in Dublin anyway, and we look around, make up for a long time. And then we had the joy of going to Penny's, which is like Primark on fucking crack. I've just never seen as much shit in my life. Like, you know, they go, I don't understand Primark. Primark doesn't really work in my brain anyway. I walk in and go, too many colours, too many stuff. You go into this Penny's thing and it's just like a sea of fucking, oh, just everything. However, I did find beanies for like £2. So I absolutely filled my boots. I have a different colored beanie for whatever happens over Christmas. You know, I basically panicked and went, I'm going to get a beanie. I'm going to get 20 beanies and whatever outfit I choose, I'm going to have a beanie for it. Why did I talk about that? Like, oh, I might choose the fucking beanie for Christmas. So we went to Dublin yesterday, had our dinner in some wee fucking place. And I'll be honest with you, we went down at like weird times. We went down at like half 12, got there about half 3. And then our train back was at 9. And it really wasn't enough time. You know, you sort of think like, how am I going to pass all this? I was dreading it, thinking this is going to be me staring at makeup for a long time, and it was, but also you kind of got to the point where you were like, we have to go now, in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's alright, like, wasn't it? It's alright. I'm almost ashamed of myself that I don't know Dublin in the slightest, you know, could get lost in it very fucking easily. We're like, oh, let's go back to the train here, and we're like, and we started walking. We're like, I don't know, why did we think that this was the right direction? We're going the complete wrong fucking direction. Oh, anyway, we're in Brian Thomas, for any of those people familiar with Dublin, which is obviously a big fancy fucking department store. You know, you think, you go like, oh, sure, you have Debenhams up here. Listen, Debenhams ain't got shit on this fucking place. They wouldn't let Belfast people into this fucking place. Me dressed like a modern day ISIS, strolling around there, getting weird looks from some of the hottest women I think I've ever seen working in the makeup area. You know, you go into Debenhams, you see any of these girls working the makeup things, you're like, Jesus Christ, pet. I know you're only in the makeup world, but essentially, you're selling the beauty industry, and Jesus fucking Christ. Many lunch breaks do you get a day? 7? Isn't that fucking terrible? That's terrible. But you're walking around, there's like, it's, you know, like proper department store, but you walk past a full shop that all it has in it is like 10 handbags, and there's one like Chinese girl working in it, and she's just sitting there like pretending to do fucking spreadsheets, you know, like, oh, what's this and all blah, blah, blah. And you're like, don't tell me you need to do the sums on one bag that you sold that cost $3,000. That's your shop done, bang. And some of the clientele, just like, there's a way that like really rich people dress that like you couldn't even fake it as a poor person. If that makes sense, you know, you just could, like, there was a girl, and there was this, he was very, I don't like to judge people, but I'm in the judging business. He looked really gay. He looked like a middle-aged gay guy with a shaved head. He was standing in what can only be described as a gay as fuck stance, with that sort of like, you know, like half a bent knee, with your ass kind of arched and poked out one direction. And he had the big fucking lesbian Nazi boots on. And he was buying two pairs of shoes. And this girl, who I thought was just in the queue behind him, was standing there. And she was like, he was disgusting and bald, but like dressed like he was in fucking, I don't know. You know, he was wearing like a leather jacket with like a V-neck under it. V-neck t-shirt with half his titties hanging out. You know, he was trying to look cool, but he was pushing 60. And then this girl behind him, who, like I said, I thought she was just standing in the fucking queue. He turns around to her. There you go, sweetie. And she's like, thank you very much. Typical fucking gross middle-aged man with rent a fucking slut from Eastern Europe somewhere. He was absolutely fucking banging. But she's wearing clothes like, you know, you couldn't even replicate that. You can't buy those sort of clothes in any other shops other than those sort of fucking millionaire shops. She was wearing these boots that looked like fucking, do you know what I mean? Like the top of them had this fur shit around it and you're like, that's definitely a dead animal. There's no reason why you'd wear that unless that was a full fucking guinea pig or something. Skinned and wrapped around the top. And then she's wearing like snakeskin fucking trousers or something. And then again, another jacket with like a full fucking Arctic fox around the neck of it. And I was like, you couldn't even, you know, you can't even buy like the fucking, you know, Topshop version of that. You know, you have to come here and spend $4,000 on that fucking thing. Or have that fucking weird 60-year-old gay dude buy it for you. You know, and just stand outside Brown Thomas getting the fucking, getting like a photo taken. He's like, I'll take a photo of you, sweetheart. Prove that I've taken my hot fucking Eastern European girlfriend shopping. There you go. Maybe later I can coax you into touching my disgusting fucking genitals. Come on, sweetie, I spent $4,000 on a pair of fucking boots. Put my decrepit old grey fucking penis, my stinking old pishy Irish dick inside you. Not my tone-shaven fucking Polish cock, not at all. Stick my disgusting pishy, I definitely had too much Guinness yesterday, grey stinking wrinkly animal cock in your face. But remember the boots. The boots are good. Enjoy the boots. Thanks. So that was Dublin. And then we rounded the day off by having... what did I have? Fish and chips. Imagine that. Imagine going to Dublin where you could have whatever the fuck you want. And we ended up having... You see, I think the thing was we walked around that long. We were starving. We didn't want to go to like, you know, one of these fucking pop-up-y places where you're like, can I have a fucking bacon and avocado burger? Didn't want to do that. More we wanted to just sit down in like a cozy pub. So that's what we did. Found a lovely place. Can't even remember the name of it. Went upstairs. Got fish and chips, which is just outstanding. And here was what I will say. It's very, very, you know, run-of-the-mill food, but just done nicely. We got, what do you call them? Battered mushrooms to start. Bread-crumbed mushrooms or breaded mushrooms, whatever. And normally when you order that shit as a starter somewhere, they give you like four of them and go, there you go. That literally cost us 4 pence to make. And there's $6.95 on the menu there. But we got that. And it was like the way you would do it, the way you would want it to come, which is there's basically a full packet of mushrooms battered, and I was like, that's how you get fucking battered mushrooms. None of this, let's dot them out like three of them on a plate and be all fucking arty about it. They're just like, mate, take the full packet. What the fuck am I gonna do with mushrooms? Disgusting. I'm sorry I laughed there. I just seen a very funny picture of Axl Rose looking like Keith Lemon. Fair play. You gotta just accept it, mate. You can't cling on to the fucking look. Why doesn't he just get a nice haircut, wear like a leather jacket and some fucking black jeans? Basically dress like that weird gay dude that was in Brian Thomas in Dublin. There you go, sweetie. Please don't leave me, I'll kill myself. It won't look good in front of my ex-wife if you leave me. Please don't leave me, oh God. I'd put fucking Botox in your arsehole, please. Just stay with me. I heard my phone go there and I don't know where the fuck it is. Let's move on. I've more shit to tell you about. Let me plug some gigs real quick. I'll plug them at the end too. Tomorrow night is Lavery's Comedy Club. Comedians Christmas Do. Everyone's been looking forward to it for a while. I've had a lot of people ask me about it. It's basically a huge fucking lineup of comedians. Bit of bad news though. Phil McEwan dropped out, and then Sean informed me that he was very, very busy running up to Christmas. Probably something to do with his Jeepers Creepers Christmas song release. He's going to be in Top of the Pops 2 and VH1. So he can't do it. But there's still a fucking huge, a huge platter of comedians there. Mickey Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Sheen, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods, Kieran Bartlett. Massive lineup. Huge motherfucking lineup. And then the next night, I'm in Mason's in Derry. So any Derry heads, tell your friends. And again, it's me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett. It's nuts. It's just flat out nuts, bro. So that's all I really have to fucking talk about. I will tell you this one thing. When I'm talking about Dublin, right? There's a place called, I don't know if any of the lads have heard of this place, called Joe Malone. There's one in Victoria Square in Belfast too. If I had to describe it, it's basically like a cocktail bar for fucking perfumes.
Oh.
You go in and they mix you like different types of perfume. And it's all a trick because they all smell like shit. They all smell terrible. Just because they go, oh, this one's actually ginger and fucking dandelion. And you mix, you know, both those things smell better than shit. That's a fact. But when they're together, you're like, that's pretty bad. You know, we were in one time, and Maureen was thinking of getting her mum some. She's like, oh my God, smell that. She squirts it. And I'm like, that smells like, and the only reference point I had was like, that smells like the little fucking, you know, wet wipe that they used to give you in KFC when you just had a fucking bargain bucket. You know, they give you like this tiny little fucking folded up wipe to try and wipe the fucking chicken off your hands. That's what it smelled like. It was gross. Oh, that coffee's freezing. Coffee's never good in anyone else's house. I'm in my dad's house here, staying here most of the week. And you feel like, you know, you gotta go the extra mile when you're buying instant coffee for the house. You know, get a fucking Azaria or whatever it's called. You can't get Nescafe Gold Blend. It's like, that's the type of shit you drink before you go to sleep. That's how boring that shit is. So we're in Joe Malone. We're not in Joe Malone. It's a big open fucking department store. I'm just kind of killing time, perving, looking at all these women. But then over at Joe Malone there, I happen to notice there's like a sample table. And there's a girl at it and she's like, oh, would you like to try the whatever? Right? This knobhead come to, he's the guy that I basically fear becoming. I never will become this guy because I'm just lazy. But he comes in, you know, like, bad suit. It's probably like an expensive suit 14 years ago. Blue shirt, like a colour of shirt you couldn't even buy. No tie on, slick back hair, about 40. Comes barging in one door, straight over, has a little look about. The girl's like, how are you? And he's like, oh, how's it going? And then he picks up, like, there, you know, there's sick testers. And it's perfectly acceptable to go, maybe buy that at some stage. And then you go, fuck, I'm not buying that shit. And then you leave. This cunt, she's like, hi, how are you today? I'm fine, thanks. And then picks this thing up. Now, this would be overkill if it was his own fucking aftershave. But I'm not exaggerating. This is how many free squirts he took, right? Because I was staring at him for a long time. He goes, how are you? Thanks. Oh, great. What's that? Sniffs it a wee bit. And no joke. This is about how many squirts he does, right? That's delicious. Right on the front of his neck. And I could literally see the light dancing off the fucking surface of his neck. I was like, bro, first of all, what the fuck? Did you just fuck like 10 women and you're going back to your wife? What's going on here? What are you trying to cover up? Did you like, did you get piss on your neck and you're trying to just kill the germs? What did you do, mate? How many squirts? Who does that? Like, you might do that many squirts if, like, you know, you smoked fags and your ma didn't know you smoked fags and you were coming home from fucking school and you're like, hold on, and you're squirting it all over your body. Not at close range. On the mid, on like your fucking Adam's apple. I was like, how's your shirt not fucking drenched? It's just the one area and just fucking 19 squirts. It's like, bro, what do you... Who does that? He's the cunt that would go up to like, you know, would you like to try... We're doing a, you know, a free bit of Christmas cake. Here at Tesco's, do you want to taste it? And he just pulls out his own spoon and just... That's delicious. And eats like 3/4 of it and goes, thanks very much, I don't need to buy one, I buy. Mad. He might be homeless. You know, you never know in Dublin. You know, you get off the fucking train and walk over to the map and there's just a queue of homeless people asking you for cash because they're like, let's get the first dickhead off the train from Belfast here. Do you have any money for a cup of tea? Yeah, like you're buying cups of tea, mate. Colin, that's very cynical. That is very cynical that you would attack the homeless. It is, but it's not my city, so then what can you do? What have we talked about here? Oh, by the way, if you go on the Boojum's website, you'll see the Bro Bros review of the new Dublin store, which was supposed to be 4 videos, which was then cut down to 1, which they then loved. So if you go check that out, there's a couple of great lines in that. You know, there is a video podcast to come. I do have to buy a piece of software to crush video, though. And it's definitely... Isn't it weird that you would just spend, like, crazy amounts of money on, like, drink and doing stupid shit, going to Dublin, buying fucking makeup, and then when it comes to something that you will genuinely use and do require, you're like, ah, come on, but that's a bit dear. I will use it every time I make a video forever, but I'm not sure if I want to spend that sort of money right now. I'm a ridiculous cunt, honestly. That's not even that much money. I've spent more money on a round of drink than I'm going to spend on this piece of software, and I'm like, I'm just not sure. Mainly because I'm holding out there thinking, like, I'm going to get that shit for free somewhere. Let me talk about 2 gigs I did last week, just real quick. I'd obviously talked about the gig at Contained, which is at Donegal Quay, which is like under the bridge on the flyover on the way to the Odyssey. We were asked to do a gig in there. Basically asked to do a gig by the guys that run it, or the guys that run Thompson's. And they're like, we basically were landed with this thing, do you want to run a gig in here? And I said, sure. And when I went to see it, it wasn't that cold a day. We were inside. I was like, this is not bad at all. You know, I was like, it's a bit windy, like, and the guy goes, oh yeah, don't worry about that. We've got a selection of big heaters. We've got this pipe thing comes in, heats it up. And I was like, happy days, happy days. And there'd be a PA and sound and all, yep, that's all going to be here. No worries. Let me get a lineup put together. We'll fucking get the word out there. So put together a lineup, started promoing it. They did a bit of promo, you know. There's obviously a team of promo people work with the Lex Thompsons who, you know, they're paid to promote, they're paid to hit, say that they're attending gigs, you know, so that the event looks like it's going to be really busy and da-da-da, all that shit. Anyway, we get to the night, it's fucking freezing. We turn up, there's probably, like, in total, probably about 30 people in this venue. Don't get me wrong, the venue's amazing. If it was the middle of summer, it would be the coolest shit you've ever seen. But in the winter, when you can see your own breath, you're like, this is not great. And we went in, it was freezing fucking cold. People started showing up. Not a lot of people. There's a bit of staff from Thompson's and stuff, they appeared. So I'd say there was probably about 30. Most of the seats were taken. And there was a pile of people standing at the back. And we did the gig. Cheers to anyone who came out, because great fucking, they were all up for it, which sort of proves my point, as the, you know, sometimes it helps when a room for comedy is just a bit chilly, because people are a bit more alert, not chilly, but just as soon as it starts to get a bit too warm, people get a bit fucking, a bit uncomfortable and whatever. However, it was about fucking 2 degrees in that room. And the heaters that they talked about were basically 2 SuperSir fucking heaters. And I was like, oh, great. Great. And it was, you know, you don't mean to slag anywhere off, but I mean, if you're going to facilitate a gig, there has to be some sort of someone in charge. I was walking around like, so can we get some music on? Oh, I don't know, I just do the bar. Cool. I see a big coffee percolator here. Do you put boiling water in that or cold water? I don't know, mate, I'm just here to do the bar. Alright, where's the toilet? There's a portaloo around the side. Cool. I go around to the portaloo, take a piss. I'm like, bro, there's no fucking light in the portaloo. There's supposed to be a crowd of people at this thing. They need somewhere to piss. And the fella was like, I know, mate, there's a fucking toilet. You know those mobile toilet units? Looks like a sort of mobile home, but it's toilets. And I was like, right, okay. And he goes, I don't know if they're on or open. And I walked up and just fucking shoulder charged the door open. Probably a bit rude, but I'm like, if there's supposed to be people here, you know, you will need places for them to go to the toilet. That's kind of the fucking, the way things work. For fuck's sake. So I'm like, right, get in the toilet, hit the tap, tap doesn't work, open the bog, go to take a piss. And I'm like, oh, so obviously anyone working on this site has just went ahead and shat everywhere, whether there's running water or not, you know, just toilets full of, I was like, this is brutal as fuck. And I'm looking at it going, do you know what? Not once in my life have I ever shat black. You know, the day I shit black is the day I maybe go to the fucking doctor. Not these guys, they're just like, yeah, yeah, shitting black's pretty normal for me. Yeah, I'll shit black all the time, me. And then I'll just leave it in a toilet that doesn't flush. So, all in all, guys, that gig was very enjoyable to do. And I'm very appreciative of the people who turned up. However, not the type of place. It's no Lavery's Comedy Club, is what I'm saying to you. And as it's run up to Christmas, you know, there is a request for a ton of gigs. And the very next night, you know, after the joys of Contained, we then went to, of all places, Larne. As I was asked to do a gig in a place called the Older Fleet. And I'm, do you know what? I've said this before. I'm up for doing the odd random gig, you know? Because sometimes, you know, if someone's like, listen, we're thinking of putting on a gig, you know, in Larne. You're like, I can't imagine there's a lot goes on in Larne. So, why not? Let's go down and see what happens. So, basically, we go down, this guy's like, oh, we booked fucking, we had fucking DJ Fergie and Lisa Lashes and all, and I was like, and then get us, huh? Dropping the hard house fucking death. So, you know, the guy asked me about the gig, I was like, yeah, well, you know, I'd love to bring a support act and an MC, and if the room's set up for comedy, you know, you can basically do comedy anywhere. And I think the idea was you could buy a fucking table. You could book a table for £3, but I think that it was free in, which is always dodgy because you need some sort of investment from the crowd. You need, like, especially in a bar, because there's people just walking in, you know, off the street, like, oh my god, there's a comedy night in, but they're like, I don't care that there's comedy on, I'm just gonna have my night out. So you basically need comedy to happen in a separate room with a bit of a cover charge just to make sure that there's no one in by accident. You know, even if it is fucking £3, it has to be like, I want to go to this, I'm paying £3. You know, otherwise you could just get some folks in the bar who are like, nah, I'm not paying that shit. So anyway, me, Terry McHugh and the McAnimal go to fucking Larne. And we go to fucking Larne. And we pull up outside this place, and Larne is, let me tell you something, see when Larne is like cold and windy, it is one bleak fucking shithole, no harm to yous. And it's bleak as fuck, and you got like, You know, you get those guys that obviously work on the boats and they've got beards that start from like right under their eye socket. You know, one of those ones. Just hefty fucking fisherman's beard. So we go in, we're approaching this bar, we're like, this is fucked up, this is gonna be dead as shit. Open the door. It's packed. It's fucking packed. And whoever's playing the fucking music in there has like some sort of hip hop classics from the turn of the millennium. Unbelievable. And we meet this guy and he's like, oh, how's it going? And he goes, I'll take you up. And I thought what he was saying was, well, I'll take you up to the room we're doing the stand up in. And I was like, all right, there's another place. I thought we're doing the fucking gig down here. Oh my God. And the guy goes, oh no, you will be doing the gig down here. And I was like, get out of my hole. So we basically walked through a bar that's a very weird shape. And I was like, this is not going to work at all. He's like, aye, the PA's down the front now. And it's full of people. They're blasting out fucking Jaquan or whatever. Everybody in the club getting tipsy. And I was like, okay. Okay, this is going to be a fucking nightmare. It's rowdy as fuck. Most people talk like this. Hey, lad, what's cracky? Like, there was one guy and he was talking so loud. I was like, how does he have any mates? Because above all the noise of the bar, you could just hear like, hey, fucking say to me, come down here, fucking, you're shit, no, fuck you, no. And I was like, if I was your mate, I'd have fucking drowned you in your own piss a long time ago. Unbelievable.
Right, but there's a blender, fucking blender. What's crack, blender? Here, do you want me to be in one of your videos?
Yeah, do, mate. Sure. What's your number?
I don't have a number. I've got a fucking pigeon. I'll send you a pigeon.
It was just one of those things where we go upstairs and we're just sitting there going, lads, I think we're just going to have to bite the pillow and get through this one. And that's more or less exactly what we had to do. However, the plot thickens. As I walked in, like I said before, I go, we're going to have to go upstairs. Or he goes, I'll take you upstairs here. And I went, no problem. Assuming we're going to the venue that we're playing in. I said to him, oh, thank God, I thought we were playing down here. No, we are playing down here. And I was like, oh my fuck. I give Arma Khan one of those, like, what the fuck looks. We go up the stairs. Where does he take us? To a fucking function room. Right? A big long room. No, nothing in it. Apart from, there's a bar at the back. There's soft seats down the side. You know, a couple of rows of seats. And the PA, it would have been absolutely fucking ideal to do a gig in, right? It would have been fucking ideal. And I was like, there was a pool table in the middle, which can be moved, you know. As soon as we walked in, we were literally like, why didn't you do it in here, mate? And he goes, what? And I was like, this is perfectly set up for stand-up comedy. You know, a rectangular, empty fucking room with a bar at the back. You know, this is perfect. The ceiling's lower. It's a more regular shaped room. It's not like in different levels and all that shit. And he's like, oh, I never thought of that, no. And I was like, all right, good. We'll do it next time. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. However, I think I would go back. He has the potential there to get something pretty good happening. He just wasn't sure how to do it, essentially. But that's what they should have done. They should have had it in the fucking function room upstairs, charged £3 in, and everyone would have sat there and had a great night because it was fucking, because they wanted to see it, you know? It's fucking crazy. So anyway, Arma Khan goes on, screams his fucking head off through the worst PA system I've ever heard. I don't know why people insist on using wireless mics, you know? No one's going in the crowd interviewing anyone, and these fucking things are like, you know, humming and hissing all over the fucking place. They managed to fix that. Tyra McHugh goes up, he's trying to MC it, no one's fucking listening to him at all. And meanwhile, he's on and people are like, when are you going on, Barry? Are you fucking on yet? Are you going on to do some fucking comedy? Oh, hey, you're not as funny as my mate fucking Deco. Alright, bro. And people literally like pointing at my face and turning around to their mate and going, is that him? Is that him, aye? Is that him? And then some absolute swamp donkey came over and she's like, I paid £3 to get set at that front seat.
You better be fucking good. You better be fucking good. Get a photo of me.
The usual.
My boyfriend loves you, but he's too embarrassed.
Really? And then you're on stage and her fucking quote-unquote boyfriend, some guy that's blowing loads in her because it's better than blowing it just in midair. You know, he's like, I said something and actually got one of those, wanker. I was like, really? Did you just cough wanker me? Brilliant. Brilliant. But then once it was up, it was actually, no, don't get me wrong, I've done more pleasant gigs, but although it was a rowdy fucking venue, you know, there was a lot of people standing in a tight semicircle watching and listening, which was grand. However, I did shout my fucking throat out, which was a complete nightmare. Which has never happened to me before. Like, it's weird, because you do stand-up and you never really think of your voice as a fucking tool until you start to get a sore throat. Or, like, before when I lost my voice, I was like, you really do need to kind of, especially at this time of year when it's cold but you're gigging a lot, I was like, you really do kind of have to look after your fucking voice, like. Because I strained. And do you know what? It didn't even feel like, you know when you get a sore throat, it's, like, stingy and inside your throat. This was literally, like, I fucking pulled muscles just under my chin. I was like, that was definitely from shout. Because it was as soon as I came off, I was like, oh my god, I feel that. Brutal. And then it was sore for about 2 days, just from me screaming. Not on the inside, just literally, it felt like someone was grabbing my neck. Brutal. But we might go back to Lauren anyway, if they manage to fix that room. Because it would go from a nightmare gig to actually fairly pleasant, I think, if they put it upstairs. And then the next morning I woke up and it was snowing. Because we were in fucking mid-Tyrone. Or south, or whatever fucking Tyrone it is. But it was really snowy. It was exciting. You know, makes it even wintery. My dad and sister are coming down to me this year and I have to cook the fucking dinner. And I was just thinking, this is cozy, isn't it? You know, light the fire, cook dinner. It's going to be lovely. In our wee fucking house now that we've murdered all the mice. All two of them. Motherfuckers. So yeah, there's my week of exciting gigs. And of course, Saturday night we stayed up and watched the fights. It was people's idea to go to the pub beforehand, which, I mean, as much as I like drinking pints, I was like, this might be detrimental to my ability to stay up and watch these bastard fights. So, but anyway, we went to the pub and had a few pints and then got back home and, you know, it was actually alright. It was alright, to be fair. Managed to stay up for the fights. You know, I don't want to bore anyone with fucking fight talk, but let's run through it. What fights did you have? Don't save, you fucking twat. Gunnar Nelson versus, what's his name? Damian Maia. As Joe Rogan said on The Coverage, that's what happens when a good grappler fights a great grappler. And that's more or less what happened. Damian Maia, who's fucking huge for that light, was it lightweight or middle? Welterweight, I think. He's big and his jiu-jitsu's nuts and he just fucking clung to him. Clung to Gunnar Nelson, beat the shit out of him. It was pretty unpleasant to watch as a Gunnar Nelson fan. And then there was Yoel Romero, Jacare, which I thought was going to be Jacare all the fucking way, but seemingly not. I'll be honest, there was a lot of long, drawn-out, grueling fights in that fucking UFC. You know, not a lot of quick knockouts or finishes. Weidman Rockhold was like, Jesus Christ, can you stop that already, lads? Before he dies? But that's exactly the sort of fight that I thought it was going to be. I knew they were kind of pretty similar. You know, they were going to... Rockhold was landing some heavy fucking kicks. You know, just tough fights. Two big fucking middleweights clubbing the shit out of each other. And then it was just going to be a war of fucking attrition. Is that the term? It's probably the wrong fucking term. This is boring as shit fight talk, isn't it? They basically had a fight. Weidman got mounted. after trying to throw a fucking spinning back kick. Who do you think you are, you fucking asshole? Gets taken down, mounted, and gets hit a lot. Too much. They probably should have stopped it in that, was it the third round or something? Second, whatever. It then goes into the next round. Gets taken down again. Put in the corner. And beat up. And then it was all over. And then you sort of see, like, you know, the difference between, like, a McGregor, someone with a bit of character, and someone like fucking Rockhold who wins, and he's just like, yeah, man, I enjoyed it. I can't really talk. I've lost for words. If I hear one more person go, there are no words to describe. There are words. That's what they're for. There's loads of fucking words. That is such an American thing to come up with. There's no words to describe. There's millions of words. Also, come up with a new one for good. See if I watch one more cooking program, they're like, oh my god, that is so good. How good is these? These are good. Oh my god, that is absolutely amazingly good. Come up with a new word for tasty food, you dickheads. Unbelievable. And then, of course, the fucking McGregor-Aldo fight, which was all built up, and what's going to happen? And, of course, McGregor knocks him out with one fucking punch, which I was glad to see. You know, all that means is you're fresh for more fights. You know, he probably could have left that fight and put his fucking suit back on without even having a shower. What did he do? Nothing. You know, train like fuck. It's one of those things when you're like him, you know, and you are obsessed with fighting and movement, and you know, he is athletically gifted compared to a lot of people he fights. You know, all you have to do is look at his fucking body type. You know, look at the shape of him compared to Aldo. Aldo's like muscly, but he's just a different build. He's smaller, and you know, McGregor's fucking tall, and someone said he weighed 174 pounds when he fucking weighed in. Or no, the day after he weighed in when he fought. Weighs in at 145. Weighs fucking 174 the next day. That might be bullshit, but I'm not sure. But you know, he's been studying all that movement shit. If you're obsessed with it, you're just watching fights and fucking Aldo the whole time. Also, you know, you talk enough shit, Aldo's gonna wanna fucking attack you. And that's exactly what happened. You know, he riles him up, talks bollocks, gets him angry, and he fucking tries to kill McGregor and gets knocked out. Because he's too aggressive. And then it shows you the backstage footage of them warming up. And there was even a clip of McGregor like mimicking Aldo's fucking little shuffle forward. While he's just darting back and forward like karate style. Like a fucking computer game. And of course he flies in with that right hand and just gets pinged. As all his weight's coming forward and just collapses. And then two big fucking hammer fists to the face. And then, of course, you read the internet and everyone's like, dude, it would have been fucking terrible if McGregor had lost. That's why they fixed the fight. And you're like, they fixed it, did they? Did they fix that fight? It's hard to fix getting fucking, like I said at the time, at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I was like, it looked like he got assassinated. It looked like he was just in the middle of a fight and then he just got shot in the head and it's just, brack. He just fucking keeled over and died. That's what it fucking looked like. It was unbelievable. I'll be honest, I was relieved when it happened. Because I was like, yep, that's what you want. Good, clean win. But I don't think I was surprised. In my mind, it was either going to go, you know, if Aldo was smart, I think he probably should have tried to take McGregor down. I know this is fucking armchair advice here, like, but I feel like that's where McGregor would have been in most trouble, is if Aldo managed to take him down and used his jiu-jitsu on him. But he didn't. He got angry, tried to hit him, and just got clubbed. Amazing. It was amazing shit, like. Also, it's good to just see a fight end, and then you're like, yeah, great, great celebration. Yeah, but seriously, can I go to bed now? Because I think I'm going to bleed out my eyes very shortly. So, all in all, good night of fights. pretty sweet fight. There'll be a million McGraggots, as the video has portrayed. There'll be a million of them signing up for fucking... Even I go to SBG Belfast, but it's probably gonna be full of them cunts. I got a top knot yesterday. Can I do MMA now? Yeah, bro. No problem. Anyway, that's enough of that bollocks. Let's move on to the questions, guys. I don't know whether you've been listening to this podcast. Like, Colin, you're talking a wild lot of shit today. And I'd probably have to agree with you. Let's go to Twitter. It's early in the morning, guys. What do you want me to do? Like, fuck's sake. I always say I'm going to record another podcast with people, but it's just bringing this kid around. Fuck that. Let's see what questions Twitter has brought to my attention. Tina. Views on a McGregor-Aldo rematch. Also, what's your favourite Christmas sweets? Quality Street, Heroes, etc. Views on McGregor-Aldo rematch. Normally what they do is, when there's been a title fight, they sort of go, yeah, here's an immediate rematch. It's hard to say, like, they give Ronda a rematch, but here's the deal, right? Here's the deal with rematches. There wouldn't be a fucking women's division if it wasn't for Ronda Rousey, probably. She's a massive star. They're going to want to, you know, be the best story ever if she came back and beat Holly Holm. I don't think she will. But it's the money fight, as they say. You know, Holly Holm versus Miesha Tate. I'd watch it, certainly. I think it'd be a great fight. But to the average fan, it's like, they're like, nah, I want to see Ronda fight. In fact, Ronda versus Miesha Tate 3 is probably a bigger fucking fight than Holly Holm versus anybody. So she gets a rematch. Holly Holm's not allowed to fight anyone in the meantime, even though Ronda Rousey said she couldn't even bite a fucking apple. Her jaw was halfway around her head. Do I think Aldo gets a rematch? If it was up to me, I'd say no, because it's like, first of all, you missed the first fight, you get the second fight. That's as, you know what I mean? I don't know if there's anything more decisive. You know, McGregor had your fucking game figured out so much that he threw one punch and he knocked you out. You know? He knew exactly what you were going to do and you did it. He had you figured out, and to think that wouldn't happen again is crazy. You know, he could walk out, he would be scared to throw punches in case he got knocked out, he would try and take him down. McGregor's so tall and strong, he'd probably just fucking push him out of the way and stand him back up, and it would be a case of, like, just being too scared to throw kicks in case you get knocked out. It'd be a nightmare. It'd be a fucking nightmare. So, I actually think the better fight would be, like, a Frankie Edgar or something like that. Do I think it's a good idea for McGregor to move up in weight? I don't know now. I mean, he's great and he's powerful and big for a 145, but when you're thinking like fighting like Donald Cerrone or something, I don't know. Scary, or Dos Anjos, especially the one that beat fucking Anthony Pettis. Fucking good luck, sir. If it was up to me, I'd say no. Stuart David Shaw, if your penis could time travel, where would you send it? To and who would it shag? Oh, cool. Who did I see a picture of the other day? And I was like, who the fuck is that? And it was like an old star. Let me just see if I've got her name right before I say it out loud. Oh shit, I can't spell. Hold on. Oh, that was it. Is that her name? Bridget Bardot. I don't know what picture I seen over the other day. I was like, oh, she would get piped. Big style. Yeah, definitely. Is that her now? Probably still get it, to be fair, even though her neck looks like fucking phyllo pastry. Yeah, she doesn't look great now. Yeah, there's one picture over there. Jesus Christ. It's amazing how you can have perfect teeth when you're younger. And then there's a picture over there, and her teeth are like fucked up and different. They look like different teeth when she's older. You know? Yeah, there's a few pictures over there where you're like, Jesus Christ, she is McBanging. No, it's just me looking at pictures of old women. Yeah, that's the only one that's in my mind right now, because I seen a picture the other day. On some fucking Instagram shit. Oh yeah, she would definitely get fucking skewered. So there you go, boring questions. Not boring questions, boring answers. What keeps you up at night? Kyle Lamb. Just erections and anxiety. Any Bessie McD for November from Andy Houghton? No, I'm going to do a Bessie McD review of 2015. If that's all right with you, sir. Huh? Give me a break. Right, we've got 10 comments here. Let's shit through them. When you eat a massive fry that you know shouldn't have... This is Shane Wigan. When you eat a massive fry that you know you shouldn't have, do you feel ashamed, disgusted or proud? Just indifferent, you know. I'm probably thinking about lunch at that point. Depends what sort of fry it is. A lot of those fries are just like, they just bulk them up by going, there's 3 sodas, 8 fucking potato breads, 4 toast and a pancake. And you're like, cool, can I have any sort of moistness to go with that? AKA some wet beans. Matthew Foster, do you need this in your life? Because I fucking do. You can buy it on Amazon. Death Wish Coffee. The world's strongest coffee. 200 times more caffeine. Well, is that accurate? Because you definitely don't want 200... Like, if you had a fucking Starbucks Americano, you don't want something 200 times stronger than that, because you would die. There's times I've had 2 fucking Americanos out of like a coffee shop and walked up the street with fucking heart palpitations. Joe Miller, what could you see yourself doing if comedy was out of the picture? Probably production of some sort, video production, writing. It just so happens that I also do that for my own stupid shit. Stephen Hughes, views on Jeepers Creepers Christmas. Is that Sean Hegarty's Rodney thing? What's my view on it? I mean, it's for charity, so... Is it? I think it's for charity, so... What is there really to say? Do you want me to tell you if it's a good song or not? It's a Christmas song. You know? They're never good. But Sean's doing it for charity, so... You know... He's a better man than I am. What would you see yourself do? Oh, sorry, the same fucking question. If you could ask your future self one question, what would it be? Is that worth it? Yeah. All you should ask is like, should I quit now? if I had to ask like a 40-year-old, I'd be like, do we just fucking knock this in the head or what? That's Nathan Concilia. Slipknot or Mastodon? Probably just because I know more of their stuff, I would say Slipknot. Am I ashamed to say that? Kinda. What's Santa bringing you? Fuck all, mate. And I don't really give a shit either. Would you consider being a shopping centre Santa at some stage? And that's from Niamh McGlinchey. It's good that you would think that that's within my range of acting talents. You know, to put on a beard and have a child covered in snot. Sit on my dick, essentially. Which is madness, isn't it? You sort of have to question everyone that goes for that job. Although I did see like a wee Santa with a wee kid on his lap, and he said something to her, and the mum, I think they were Irish, and they were like, oh, she doesn't really speak that well. And he goes, does she sign? And he goes, yeah, a bit. And he's done like sign language to her, which is kind of like, that's great. Also, everybody should know how to speak sign language. And I can't, but everyone should be taught that instead of being in like third year in school and they're like, did you do your German homework? And you're like, listen, no one in the fucking world needs to know German, not even Germans. Most of them talk fucking pretty sweet English. It's okay, you can speak English to me. If you could take one non-conventional weapon into battle, what would it be and why? Non-conventional? I don't know. I don't know what you mean by non-conventional. You'd clearly want to take something that just made you not have to do any sort of war, like, I don't know, that's a weird question. Non-conventional weapon. Do you bring, like, weed and make everyone smoke weed and be like, guys, we've got the morning off. Relax. Thoughts on UFC. David Doherty, thoughts on those cunts that are jumping on the bandwagon, UFC fan. Jump on the bandwagon, UFC fans, like me, in brackets. Well, it's good. That's what it takes sometimes. It takes someone like McGregor, like a fucking national hero, to get people riled up, to be like, yeah, I like this shit now. You know, I'm sure Dana White of the UFC loves the fact that McGregor now has turned a country around, who probably wouldn't be that into MMA, to being like completely fucking into MMA now. Because McGregor probably loves it. Yeah, I don't mind it. Just, it's just getting them to refrain from saying stupid shit. You know, there was a meme flying about, and it was something from South Park of this fat dude on a computer, and it said, Aldo should have pulled guard. And you're like, yeah, it's easy to fucking say now. But, yeah, it's alright, isn't it? They don't give a shit. Although I've had a few ridiculous... It is just those conversations that you have. What he should do is... You're like, aye, take one of them punches and tell me what you fucking should do, other than shit your pants like a baby. Sam McQuaid, first time at Lavery's this Wednesday. What should I expect apart from serious banter? That's about it, really. That's about it. There's a lot of funny people on. I don't imagine it being anything other than amazing. Let's hope there's loads of people at it. Arm Walker, is Jose Aldo's career over with that left hook? Don't think so. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of fights that he could fight that he would win. But yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of fights. I mean, there's nothing, you can't really take away the fact that he's fucking brilliant and hasn't lost in 10 years and has one of the best highlight reels ever. I don't think it's over. I think it might be hard to come back from something like that, you know, just to be like indestructible your whole fucking career and then just get flat out executed and humiliated, essentially, after someone's slobbering at you for ages and you're like, I'm going to beat the cunt out of this guy, and then he knocks you out with one punch. You're like, ooh, you bastard. But nah, I don't think it's over. But he probably will need some fucking time off. Maybe he should have one more fight and retire, possibly. I don't know. When you start to miss fights because you're getting injured and all, it's like, it's weird. I heard you and your Gemma Simpson, I heard you and your girlfriend are travelling to Thailand next year. Would you consider doing stand-up at one of the local bars here? I could arrange it. Probably. We haven't booked anything yet, but keep listening to the podcast and I'll let you know if we've booked any fucking things, and I'll probably would do a bit of stand-up, yeah. Why not? That would be weird, wouldn't it? One of the local Irish bars. One of the local bars in Thailand that's Irish. Yeah, I do fucking stand up anywhere. Did stand up in Larne the other day. Is that not a fucking... did I not tell you anything about me? Anyway, that might have to be it, because I have to go get bureaued changed and go to fucking jiu-jitsu in the pissing rain. Dedication, guys. Okay? What more do you want than being strangled on a fucking Tuesday afternoon? Not much. But let me plug some dates. Tomorrow is Lavery's Comedy Club, which is the 16th of December. The day after that, I'm in Derry. That's the 17th of December. I'm in Derry. Oh, yeah. That's going to be good crack. And that's about all I have to say. My next podcast will be... What day is it today? 15th. The next one will be... 22nd, which is right before Christmas. So I'll not be like, Happy Christmas. I'll wait till then to be all nice and shit like that. So cheers for listening anyway, and check out ColinGaddis.com if you want to get a fucking t-shirt before whatever date. I'll speak to you soon. Take her easy. Oh yeah, update on the podcast t-shirts. Turns out I left it too late to order, and the place I was going to order them from were like, listen, we're fucking essentially shut. And I was like, all right, do you like money or what's the crack? You know, could you stay up? Could you stay an hour late and fucking knock a few t-shirts out, bro? Or what's going on for money? No? All right, then I'll wait till after Christmas. Hashtag probably won't do it. But, so that's the deal. But I'll keep you posted on that. And cheers for listening. And I'll speak to you next week then. All the best. Take it easy.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.